as the last survivors of Black Gate step onto the portal and teleportation circle gets casted, you arrive, moonlight immediately hits you, filtering down through a dense tree canopy above you as you appear or bamf, whatever word you want to use. Twisted branches interlace above you to form a natural cover overhead of the spot. Before you can even get your bearings, just as you are sort of reorienting yourselves, two shadowed figures approach from the tree line, halfling sized. Each one is holding a knocked longbow. They recognize Yor immediately, and one of them calls to him. Oh shit, if you're back, I think things have gone really bad. And they step out, and you see a male and a female halfling. Both would appear to be the human equivalent of middle-aged, late 40-ish.
Oh, I'm sorry, what race again?
Halflings.
Halflings.
And the female steps forward. So this is it, huh? Melody
just kind of shrugs, like, yeah.
This is all that's coming. Everyone else is gone. They're staying to the end.
Well, we'll have a drink for them tonight. All right. Keep your heads down. We're gonna get you inside the city and just do what we do. Dragon Throne isn't what you're expecting.
How far of a walk is it to your camp?
We're about a mile outside the city right now. You okay?
Yeah. Got strength enough for a walk.
Yeah, shit sucks. I know. I'm not one much for the comforting words, but yeah, shit sucks.
Yeah. Do you want me to produce my fine familiar and try to see through its eyes and fly it around? Is that going to be helpful?
You're asking her.
I'm asking her.
And the man speaks up, and you can tell he's trying to be a little more jovial, like sort of lighten the mood kind of thing. Oh, and what form does your familiar take?
Anything I want it to, Wendell.
I like to see what you can do with it.
It's dark out, right?
Yeah, it's nighttime.
I'm gonna produce a bat. It's a little tiny bat.
All right, well, keep it up there.
Yeah, sorry, dude. You're creeping me out, too. Go fly. Kick it up in the air.
Okay.
So we start walking?
Sure. The bat will be up. We'll deal with the bat sees in a second. Are you moving? Are you waiting for the bat to scout?
So something I've never done before. It says that I can communicate with the bat as long as the bat is in with 100 feet.
Okay.
So I will just not go through my eyes and the ears just yet because I'm walking. But I will try to say, like, do you see anything? And I'm guessing it comes back in a language I understand.
You're keeping it within 100 feet, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say, keep within 100 feet and check in with me.
Okay. I need everyone to make 3 stealth checks with advantage because the halflings are helping you. So if you have disadvantage, and I think the only one of you that does would be Zarkon, you do not have disadvantage. You can make straight rolls.
Okay. I'll cast Pass Without a Trace. Ooh. Everybody plus 10.
Okay.
And I will get this myself.
Ah. Pass Without a Trace. I had a friend who could do that once. Pretty cool spell.
3 with advantage.
Yes, 3 with advantage.
Oh, God.
While you're doing that, I'm going
to need to write down.
I'm going to look at my physical dice.
I'm so confused. 28.
25.
27. 28.
28.
24.
24.
29.
29.
28, 28, 27.
26, 33, 26.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I rolled real high, and I got guidance myself.
Oh, guidance. I was like, how the hell did you get into the 30s?
Is that with Pass Without a Trace?
Did I do it on my... Does that work with me?
That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah, he cast it on everybody. So that would be 38, 38, 34.
28?
Okay, whatever.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
What he said.
Yeah. Orchestrion stealths into family game.
Can I
actually
say that
Zarkon's wish me?
That Malady keeps stopping. Orchestrion, you here? Orchestrion.
I'm
with Zarkon, like, looking for you, like...
He pops up on your shoulder like Kilroy.
Just stay closer to me.
And finally, Ashley?
I'm still mathing.
Okay, no worries.
But I got a 31, a 41, and an 18 plus all the numbers. 18 plus 25, whatever that is.
18 plus 25!
So, yeah.
Fucking vax numbers over here.
My stealth is plus 15 by itself, and then Pass Without a Trace is another 20, another
10. So his stealth is the dice plus 25.
So was Malady the lowest stealth roll?
Yes.
So
at 28,
the smallest person at the the easiest thing to hide.
The two expert halfling rogues that came out to escort you keep turning around like, where are the other two guys?
I think it's mainly because I keep getting confused. Like, I'm like, wait, who? Where? Like, I'm lowering my stealth by looking for you.
I'm trying to do the timed playlists thing. Okay, so clearly,
the board.
You more than pass your stealth checks.
Thank you.
As it is, they are moving. I wouldn't say sprinting, but they are moving with purpose. Like, they are trying to stay low to the tree line, and they are moving you through the edge of the forest a mile out, and eventually you begin to see Dragon Throne, kind of the city proper, but you're still a little ways behind it.
Mm.
Communicating with your bat
every
so often, I see anything, and do you want me to use any particular voice for the bat? Do you have a request?
I can do Russian, like Dracula.
Dracula.
Romanian.
Oh, man. It's going to sound like Russian.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you can only do Russian. But not halfling or dwarvish Russian. Bat Russian.
I'll do my best.
Very specific.
I require squeaky Russian.
Okay, you might get annoyed husband.
dear podcast community, we apologize to the Romanian
population. Matter and fact, all the bat population, too.
Matter of fact, I think she's getting annoyed husband. I think that's the word.
No! You asked! I specified.
Yeah, and then you
apologize to all Romanians listening right now. We know that Romania and Russia are two different countries.
I do, but I know my husband can only speak a fake Russian.
So the bat comes down. Every now and then it's coming back. All clear, all clear, all clear. And when you're maybe a half a mile away out from the city, so you're about halfway there, the bat comes down. I don't know what it means, but there seems to be some kind of ship, but it's on land, and it's headed for the city.
Okay. I have an idea. I want to talk to the halflings.
Okay.
Is there something that like looks like a guard in this city? Not just the dragons, but like a city guard, garb or something like that.
Like uniform?
Yeah.
Not really.
I want to cast a spell that makes us all look like friends to the dragons.
That's funny.
Huh?
Friends of the dragons.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called here. But I'm guessing some sort of guard, or I can make us all look like dragonborns. Does that make sense? Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, we can try to do something like that if you want. There's no real big difference. If you're not a dragon or a giant or a fucking zombie, they're basically going to know that you're not with them.
Okay, so we're all zombies then.
You can do that?
Yeah, why not?
I don't want to be a zombie.
You're only going to look like a zombie. I'm not going to change you into a zombie.
Oh, you're talking about that magic-y shit. Okay, alright, fine.
Wasn't going to, like, dress you up and make you look like a doll.
The cleric is uncomfortable with this plan.
The cleric doesn't want to be made into a zombie?
No, the cleric does not want to be made into a zombie!
Yeah. Orchestrion's just amazed that I heard the words magic-y shit as if we don't live in a Dungeons & Dragons universe.
Where is my fucking bow? Seeming. Here we go. Cast 8 individuals.
Ooh, wow.
Right?
5, 6, 7. There's 7 of you, so yeah.
Illusionary appearance. Unwilling to make a charisma save. Oh, wait, hold on. An unwilling target. Okay, that's fine. The spell disguises physical appearance as well as clothing, armor, weapons, and equipment. Each creature can seem 1 foot shorter or taller and appear thinner, fatter, or in between. You can change the target's body type. You must choose a form that is basically same limbs. Like, I can't give you guys extra limbs. Spell lasts for 8 hours.
Okay, so you're casting Seeming.
I'm gonna cast Seeming. I need you guys' opinion, zombies.
Sure. Trick or treat.
I guess.
I don't care.
You don't care? Halflings, zombies?
I mean, whatever. I don't think this shit's gonna work, but fine. Fuck it.
Second cleric.
Just let her.
Your second cleric, zombie.
I mean, I kind of echo your friend Zarkon's sentiments over here, but
I'd be lying if I said I haven't gone through worse.
Okay. So I'm going to make you guys just look pale. I won't make you too zombie-y. But I'm going to have to hide your equipment and your holy symbols and all that stuff. I'm going to have to make you look like, essentially, you're just in commoner's clothes.
Okay.
So I'm going to make all of us look like commoner's clothes. I'm going to look pretty disgusting. You want to look disgusting?
Fuck me up.
Fuck you up. Yeah! Maybe I can take off a limb. That'll be good.
I want to be fat.
You want to be fat? You want to be short and fat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that.
That's awesome.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. All right. DM.
Mm-hmm.
I cast the spell.
Okay.
Short and fat. Very grotesque. Very grotesque. I don't know what the halflings want, but the two clerics, I'm just going to make them look like commoners, but not give them too many features, because I think I don't want to psychologically upset them.
Okay, so like freshly dead zombies.
Yeah, just dead people. Okay. Dead people. Dead okay. people, Mikey.
Dead things, Mikey. Dead things? Yeah. Okay. All right, so you all look like zombies. Now what?
Oh, well, I'm not. That's not part of my plan. I just made you guys look and give you some sort of advantage on shit. That's my plan.
Okay. So what happens now then?
Well, we can walk a little bit more freer, I guess.
You lead the way.
We're basically invisible.
But like, what I'm saying is, if we wanted to go investigate, that would be helpful.
Okay.
Do we want to go investigate the ship on land?
You noodles all of us about.
Oh that. Yeah. Noodles.
So. What was their take on the land ship?
Once you noodles it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll even say this happens before you cast it.
Sure.
Before you cast Saving, just in case we can pull retcon that. Ah, fuck. That sounds like a slave ship. We don't see much of them around here too much. Usually get them out in the Rani Desert, but
How do they get here? Is it flying?
More like hovering. It's a Freedy ship.
A Freedy?
Yeah. Make an Arcana check.
11.
You've heard of Efreeti. They're sort of like... they're a type of Djinn or genie. Most genies fall into one of the four basic elements. Like there's the earth genies, which would be Daos. There's the genie that you think of, the genie of the lamp, which would be more like an air-based one. There's the Marids, which are water. Efreeti are from the Firefly. But they are Djinn-like.
Gorkashus, as a zombie. Not ghosts, right? Not they're not ghosts, right? not.
No, they're not ghosts,
okay.
Silly. What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
We've had a run-in with ghosts, and it was not pleasant for him.
Yeah.
All right, well, get your shit together, dude. Fucking hell. Little ghost, and you get all fucking wooey wooey on me.
Well, it's a slave ship.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Well, before we crash in for the night, maybe we should do one more last good deed.
Well, I think we should check it out, at the very least.
Okay, so what specifically is being done?
Okay, Arkestrion feels that we should, you know, limp over towards the slave ship and see. More or less, like one or two of us can just sort of and see if how they react.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay, which are the two that are gonna go?
It should be me because I'm probably one of the more grotesque ones.
And he's the stuffiest. And I put my bat on your shoulder.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go.
You didn't mean to, like Ashley. Go. I didn't mean to. I just think that you're clearly the stealthiest, and if that's the goal.
Okay, so you two are scouting ahead?
Mm-hmm.
We'll
shambling out as zombies?
Mm-hmm. We're stealth zombies.
Are we standing still zombies. At this point?
Are you
the
what?
Rest of us standing still? I could close my eyes and look through my bat.
Sure.
Okay, so I'll do that and I'll be like a relay.
Okay.
I'll be relaying it to the rest of you.
The two of you, Orchestron and Ashley, make performance checks with advantage because of seeming.
Thank you, baby.
If we wanted to keep behind them, I can take you by the hand and lead you. So that way you can keep your eyes closed.
Okay. Whatever you think is better.
Oh, that's good. 29.
26.
No. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong one. 18 plus 7, 25.
Okay.
26.
Okay. Yeah. It's not even worth it, but sure. All right, as you guys get closer, the closer you get to it, like, you see it right away as you, once Malady points in the direction where that her bat saw. You see it right away. And you're sort of moving perpendicular to it. Like, you're coming to the city down a curvature like this way, mm-hmm. and the ship is coming that way. So mm-hmm. you guys are kind of doing this, sort of, mm-hmm. Angling to meet each other. The ship is bigger than you'd expect it to be. You can see that the hull is fashioned from, like, it looks like long, weathered bones.
Ew!
And as you get closer, you can see it is gliding above the ground. It is barely touching. It's not touching the ground at all. But it is just, like, grazing the tops of the blades of grass.
Very hovercrafty.
Yep.
Very hovercrafty. I was thinking a Roomba.
Atop on the deck, you can see at the bow a large Afridi. Red-skinned, two little horns coming out of the back of its head, dressed very Arabian Nights sort of garb. Large, large scimitar. And there's sort of like where a steering wheel would be, there's just like a large crystal. And it is just with its hand, and you get the sense that that's how he's steering it. There's a second Afridi that is pacing up and down the deck. Now I need you both to make perception checks.
That one's a 29.
Wow.
8. I rolled the same, but I could look at the proper number this time.
You see on the deck, just through the railings, the tops of the railings, you can see the heads and shoulders of several humanoid-sized figures in tattered garments. The spots of their skin that you can see are like burned and cracked from being in the sun for so long. Various bruises and injuries are visible. And with a 29, because of perspective, because the ship is big and above you, you can't see the whole deck. But like, if you were looking through to the far side, like if bow, stern, port, starboard, like you're looking at the starboard side. So on the port side, you think you see a third of Afridi, but we could just see the top of its head through the railing across the deck.
We're going to have to take this out, aren't we?
You know it.
Yeah, no use fighting it.
How close are we right now?
We'll say at this point you're 150 feet.
And we're unseen?
As of right now.
Ashley, want to attempt to get a little closer? As our stealth zombie mode?
Yeah, we can get a little closer.
You have
paid bet. I guess we should get the others.
Ashley says that we should meet up with them. And I'm going to say that the bat is like...
Yes, you're a cutie. I'll give him a little pat.
If a bat can purr, it tries to purr.
Aw.
Bats are adorable. Oh,
bats. So, me and Ashley are just trying to get closer.
Okay. So you guys are going to meet up to reinforce them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as you're all, the four of you are about to break cover, Zarkon, because I know she has no perception. So Zarkon, you and the two halflings notice maybe about a quarter of a mile behind the ship, a winged shape, like pacing it, almost as if it was like a rear guard.
We need to hold this line. There's something coming.
What's up?
I can just see it in the distance. Whatever it is, it's a winged creature. Looks like it's following the slave ship. And if I can see it from this distance, it's probably big.
How far away are the guys?
I'll say 100 feet.
Can you message them?
I'd have to move up to within 30 feet of them.
Oh, okay, never mind.
As it gets closer, you can see that it is a young red dragon. And the two halflings notice it too, and... Alright, the female one speaks up. If you and your friends are going to do what I think you're about to do, we'll handle that thing if you guys take the ship.
Noodles, share that with everybody. Or share that with...
Okay.
So you can message.
So I'm going to sending. I'm going to reach out to Ashley, and I'm going to say, Noodles, careful of that dragon. Apparently the other rebels are going to take care of it if we can take down this ship.
Okay. So, Orchestrion, we should wait for the other two. The halflings are going to distract that dragon.
Dragon? What?
dragon.
Yeah, apparently there's a dragon too.
It's a long night.
Yeah. But this is what we do now. So.
I'm so glad I had a mile hike before I got here.
Just means you're
all warmed up.
Yeah.
So we're going to pause. How closer are we now, or should we roll?
So we'll say you've gone another halfway, so I'll put you 75 feet away from the ship now.
So, okay. Are we going to start this by ourselves, or do we wait for the other two or three?
And with that minute or whatever it takes, your and the two halflings just sort of separate from you, mm-hmm. and they look to be positioning to cut the dragon off.
Yor, please don't die. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
It'll take more than that.
And I'm going to look at Zarkon. I'm going to say, I know you can fly because you have wings, but do you want me to cast it on you and the two of us can fly over? Flying zombies, but...
Ooh, that's going in a future campaign.
I just thought it was a good band name.
My flight gives us 60 feet of movement.
Flying zombies.
Yeah, mine matches my walking speed, so I would have more. I would be able to fly further. So if you wanted, if you're casting it on yourself and you have another slot to cast me,
yeah,
that's fine.
If I cast it up, I can do both of us, and then you could save your wings for later if you wanted.
Do you want to waste that slot going up though?
Well, let me see what it is.
Because if you don't, it's not a big deal. I can just use one of my special wings. Or one of my
Fly is third. It's a, I would have using a fourth level spot. I'm okay.
Nah, don't worry about it.
I can, because then later I can concentrate on something different.
No, it's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Don't save that fourth level slot because you might need it.
So,
but if I'm gonna cast a third, I might as well cast a fourth.
It's like the Odd Couple.
As we argue about it.
I was like, no.
So,
we get surrounded by 10 giants as we argue about Kestrion,
we're close enough. I'm like, hey, Ashley, how about a distraction? And on the opposite end of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, just for visual reference, it's like, we're at this little gully here. We're like sort of on what would be, I guess, the port side.
Okay.
And they're on the off the starboard side, dancing.
Let me give you a map.
Okay. It's like ripping out the maps already.
I'm gonna let you finish, but my intention is.
Oh what?
I want to get within 30 feet of the guy who's steering the ship, and fucking light this fire.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I'll see you guys. Well, 75 feet would be off the map, so we'll put you at 60 now.
I just imagined...
And they're more behind us?
Yeah, they're yonder.
Okay.
I was just imagining... I'm already all over the place with my character build. I just take the last 5 levels in Rogue. Triple class. Can you imagine how many dice I would roll for a sneak attack?
Oh, dude. Dude, yeah, add now with the cloak... Add 3d6 for your sneak damage.
Plus a divine smite of whatever level.
You just be like...
Pretty much.
That. Yeah.
Just one shot Goros.
Oh, fuck. Orchestron, you add something?
So, over here I'm like, how about a little bit of a distraction? And basically on the opposite end of the ship, I do dancing lights.
Okay.
And I make it... 4 orbs, just sort of like, you know, close encounters of the third kind, start floating around on, I do believe that would be the starboard side.
Yeah, that's the port side.
Port side. So that's the port side, and just sort of having them really go in and out, and they're just like, woo, woo, and then eventually they can merge into one.
Okay.
Kind of become a humanoid form, and then kind of merge out, like little Epcot magic over there going.
Okay.
Like the drone.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. Okay, so you're creating like a little light show, and you notice immediately the two heads turn, and the one who's at the in the bow steering, like the ship slows down, and he immediately draws the scimitar and is like, not drawn, but like hand goes to the scimitar and looks over to the side.
And I want to get within 30 feet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Right here.
So here?
Yep. We're not in combat yet, so we'll just get right there. In.
Okay.
And
I would try to keep up.
Hunter's mark the guy on doing the searing and shoot him with my crossbow.
Okay, that'll trigger initiative. You can do that, but then
yep,
one shot and then we're in initiative.
Yep, that's the intention.
Okay.
DM, I want to go first after Ashley.
Okay, so before I start rolling, let me... Hunter's mark is cast. That's a good roll. 15 plus 11. So 26 to hit.
Yeah. And which one are you shooting? The one right on the...
The
one steering?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Hunter's mark.
Okay.
And acid damage. Green one's acid.
Okay.
Oh, and I can add my Driftless Strikes to that. One crossbow bolt. Four dice.
Nice.
Oh my
nice.
God.
And that's going to be a plus six to all those. So we got... Oh, those aren't very good rolls. It's 4, 8... 6, 14 damage.
Okay. Okay, I just gotta roll one initiative. Fucking terrible. Alright, Orchestrion.
Oh, 19 for initiative.
Malady is going first.
Yes.
Zarkon.
Initiative is 14.
Ashley.
Okay. So, 22.
Got it. Okay. You had something?
No, I thought you were asking about my turn.
Oh, no.
I
got you, 14. So. Malady, you're up. You are, what did I say? They were 100 feet
in front of
you. Okay, so you're pacing. So you're still 100 feet back if you were pacing them.
Sure.
So you're 100 feet back from Orchestrion.
100 feet back from Orchestrion. As the two of us are bickering, I'm just going to be like, fuck it. I'm going to grab his hand. I'm going to cast Flying for both of us. I'm going to go up, and I'm going to fly 60 feet.
Okay.
Which puts me where?
60 40 feet.
You're 40 feet 40 behind Orchestrion and in the air.
And...
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
What are you doing?
No, he's right.
35.
He's
40?
You're diagonal?
Double.
Yes.
He's doing...
You were doing a lot of stuff. I explained that it's sort of an angle.
Okay. So I'm 40 feet.
Did you take me with you?
If I could have, I would have. But I it's movement. I don't know.
You're
I don't know if I'm strong enough to move.
It is 1:30 on a Saturday, and you're fucking done with this bullshit.
Okay, so I'm going to move 60. I can drag you if you want. But I'm not going very high. I'm going to try to stay like a foot above the ground.
Okay.
And I'm just... Shroom. When I land, when I arrive... I am within distance of stuff, but I don't have any spells because of life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's my job.
Okay.
So I could do my quick casting.
You have no spells?
Fly is a spell. But I can do my quick.
That was her action. She meant she was her action.
Got it.
I knew what she meant.
But
she
I can use a fireball. Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
I can use my fireball as my quick casting and make it a bonus action, and I can fireball.
Don't fireball the slaves.
I was going to say, you're going to fireball the slave ship.
Make an intelligence check.
I'm smart. I know things. Plus six.
18 plus six.
Ephrides are naturally from the fire plane.
Ah, thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
You're so smart. How about I just fly up and I take my bonus action to assess the situation?
Sure, you assess.
That's my turn, everybody.
Okay, Ashley.
Getting onto that boat is going to be a thing, isn't it? So, can I get onto the boat? Because I'm 30 feet back, movement speed 30.
You can get to it, but then you'd have to climb to get onto the deck.
Right.
Unless you have some way to teleport.
Do I? I feel like I've got Misty Step.
I think you do. I feel as though you've used it.
I do.
You can take your movement to get to the ship, your bonus action to Misty Step onto the deck. You can do that.
Actually, I can take like half my movement to get like here, and mm-hmm. then Misty Step
the rest.
Poof! Yep, onto the deck.
Right behind this guy. I don't know what direction he's facing, but...
Once you get up there, you realize that third head you saw wasn't an Ephrides, it was a fire elemental.
Oh, fun.
So now you see two Ephrides and then a humanoid basically flame.
Is that the big ball?
That's the big ball.
Aw, thanks, Dan.
It's a candle.
Yes.
For a fire element. Oh, man.
Who's thinking? Who's
thinking? And it's red. Babe, look at you, huh? Look at you, you son of a bitch.
And I am going to try and stab this guy twice with my crystal short sword. Because that is more dice.
Do it.
That is a 18 to hit.
To hit the elemental, that hits. Hit the Afridi, that hits.
Okay, so now I've got sword, dreadful strikes. Oh, I added the wrong number, but whatever, it's more. That's not very good. 21 damage.
21 damage, nice.
For first hit. And second attack is an 18 on the die plus stuff. Big numbers. 19 damage for the second attack.
Oof, yeah, wow. Well done, Ashley.
Hi there, buddy.
Grunts and curses at you in a language you don't understand. Because I don't think you speak primordial.
I do not.
Okay.
Ooh, what languages do I speak?
So that is Ashley's turn. The Afriti go now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they actually rolled well. The elemental rolled shit, but they rolled well. Let me see this one. Okay. This one sees Ashley, looks down, sees the compatriots coming. You see him grin at you, Orchestra. This grin comes along his face, and he makes a motion as if he's casting a spell, and you see him grow. He is now giant-sized. And so is his scimitar.
Bitch, don't you know who we are? It's a big be scared.
That is his turn.
Was Tom, not Ashley.
Oh, I get it. The other one is drawing his scimitar and is going to take two swings at Ashley. That is a 23 and a 25.
Yep, that'll hit.
So you will take 24 points of slashing damage plus 19 points of fire damage.
I believe I'm resistant to fire.
Oh, tiefling, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
As a tiefling, don't you have hellish rebuke too?
I do, and I just had that window open. Huh. Okay, so it's not, I don't think I have it as a tiefling. It's not showing it.
I'll tell you, don't waste your time with Hellish Rebuke.
Oh, yeah.
It does fire.
Yeah, they're going to be immune to fire.
Yeah. So that's the Afridi's turns.
This cloak maxes out at 10 charges, right?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, I don't need to worry about it. But wait a minute.
And I think it's only damage on spells. It's not all damage.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. Okay.
Orchestrion, you're up.
Okay. So I'm going to go up there. I'm going to go at least half my movement.
Mm-hmm.
I can see all of the deck from my vantage point.
Yes.
I can.
And you just saw that one Afridi go from about 9 feet tall to 17, 18 feet tall.
Okay.
Oh.
So
I have resistance to slashing damage.
Okay, so that first number, whatever it was, cut it in half.
Yep, forget that's later. 12.
So I go, that's a nice trick. Here's one, too. And since I'm still in zombie form, I'm trying to like get as creepy as I can. I'm going to do a Bane at 8th level. God damn!
And, holy shit.
And you're saying I can see everybody. I mean, I'm not doing it, obviously, to Ashley. But
Yeah, you don't have to do it at 8th level. You can get them all three at 1st level.
Yeah, well, I'll do it at 8. Well, because it's just amount of people. Yeah, I could just...
Yeah, it doesn't change the DC or the power of Bane.
So really, I could just do it, I guess, at 3rd.
You can do it at 1st. You're up to 3 targets at 1st level.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So I'm just trying to make... no reason for you to burn slots you're right. You don't need.
Thank you. Yeah. That's a good DM.
I do my humble best. So there's... Actually, we got a roll for them, right? So I think it's Charisma?
Yeah. I figured they're not the most charismatic bunch.
No. These are not the genies from Aladdin. These are not Robin Williams.
Afridi steering. That is a 9. He fails. That is the one Ashley's fighting. That is Giant Afridi. Fails with a 10. And we'll roll for the fire elemental too. Why the fuck not? Let's have some volume. That is a 12. with his minus two.
That's actually a pretty good roll.
Yeah, minus two, that's not bad. You are now concentrating, sir.
I'm concentrating.
So there you are. You are concentrating
from
on Bane.
Concentrate.
Just don't stare at the juice because it said concentrate.
I'm also concentrating on Fly.
Good job. Thank you for being honest.
Seeming is not concentration. Okay. Either is my next spell.
So that's your action, Orchestrion. Is that your turn? You're done, Zo?
Okay. I don't think I could use, what is it? Mage Hand.
Or
no.
That,
no?
No.
I'm done.
Okay. Zark. Zarky.
All right. I'm going to fly up about 15 feet closer.
Alrighty.
15. And on the one who just became giant, we're going to do a fourth level Guiding Bolt. Nice. 18 on the die. That's 29.
Yep. Not going to lie, sometimes I root for you to miss just because it's funny when you get saucy because you missed.
Brass sauce is the best sauce.
Both of you. Where was I? Oh yes. What am I damage? Because I hit something. Sauce.
As we said, it's the best.
Case in point.
28 radiant.
Ooh, very nice.
And next attack on him has advantage.
And he has to roll 28, you said?
28.
Good constitution. Oh. In large drops.
Woo! Yeah.
I got hit.
Get to use the benefit.
Four.
Oh no, that's so sad.
Oh, that's right. You got hit for 12 plus
12 plus 19.
Which 30? DC 15 con save.
Oh boy. I don't think that's gonna do it. Constitution is plus just barely.
Okay, 100 more drops.
13.
Yeah, you can keep that near you, because I don't think we've seen the last of Hunter's Mark. So.
Definitely not.
What was the other magical effect? Oh, that's Bane.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, they are still Bane, that is for sure. That your turn, Zarkon?
Yes.
All right, the elemental goes now. It moves very whirlwindy, like a fire tornado kind of thing.
It's a word?
It is going to... Really? It's called a touch attack? Could have named that better.
There's too many fire spells in D&D.
23 to hit, and a natural 20. Sorry, Ashley.
I do have resistance to fire.
Okay. But so, that would have been... Hold on, let's do this right. So, 19, 18, so you would have only taken 10 damage, so take 9 damage away. Would that have affected your con save?
Because
that would have lowered the DC by 12 plus to 22 would have been DC 11.
Oh, well, then I would have kept it.
You still Hunter's Mark, you're right. Still concentrating.
Cool.
Although that might change after this.
Yeah, it might.
Okay. So you take... That's 10 fire damage on the first hit. And on
five?
The second hit... 2, 3... Garbage. 12 damage on the second hit, reduced to 6. So make me 2 DC 10 concentration checks. Saves.
That is an 8 plus 2, so that's 10.
Just makes it.
Yay. And that's 11. So
both make it. All right, you're good to go. Top of the order, Malady.
Okay.
Malady's making a face, everyone.
I am going to fly up higher.
Okay. Butterfly in the sky?
Go over here.
Oh, twice as high.
Whenever you're done.
Okay.
Take a look.
The Vinnies.
Get a book.
All right, keep going. Just sing it all. Say it's Reading Rainbow. Go ahead.
It's Reading Rainbow.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. I fly high in the sky like a Reading Rainbow. And when I get, and I cast, not concentration, so I can still fly, Crown of Stars.
Oh, you bitch. Oh, that's a fucking good spell.
I've never used it before.
Yes, I know. I know exactly what it does.
I've never used it before. Okay, so it's my 8th level spell.
You can describe what happens.
Oh, 7th level spell. And so you see me grow, go up in the sky, and then you see me kind of like these little molten balls that look like stars. And there's 7 of them, and they're circling my head right now, and I'm shedding bright light from these stars.
Okay.
That's my action to cast it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to use my bonus action, if this is correct, DM, to hit one of them to the guys.
Yep.
So I have 120 feet.
She is now quite literally air support. As she is hovering and just bombing.
Drone strike incoming.
Yep, yep. Malady is drone striking.
Jesus.
My plus to hit is 14.
Yep, uh-huh. Go ahead.
Oh my god.
You hit on a 3 or better.
16.
Yeah. Total?
16. Hold on, I can't tell what I rolled. 2!
Red. Oh my god.
It's my first time using this spell. Please do not judge me.
It's practice. It's flavor.
Whatever. It's 4d12 when it hits. So when it hits, yep. You're dead.
I get.
Damn.
And it's radiant.
Okay, so that is Malady's turn. Ashley.
Oh, it's okay.
All right, I'll get to you in a bit. Fucking elemental.
I'll deal with you in a minute.
So we're going to attack this Freedy 3 times. Double attack and then bonus action with the offhand. So, first attack, 13 plus 14. So, 13 plus 14, dead.
27.
Sword, Hunter's Mark, Dreadful Strikes. Damn, that's nice. 17 plus 9, 26 for the first hit. Second attack with the Crystal Sword is a 19 on the die. Yep. 13. Plus 9. 22. And then offhand attack with the War Cutter is dirty 20. Sword, 100 mark. It is 8 plus 9 is 17.
Jesus Christ, Ashley.
I didn't even use any Divine Smites.
You're a fucking murder machine. Jesus.
And as a free action, I'll kick his foot.
That's fair. All right.
Does he even have
feet? Yeah, ish. They're sort of.
Yeah.
Smoky, elementally feet.
Yeah.
Okay, that first one's going. The one you're attacking is going to strike back, much like the Empire. 17 hit you?
17 does not hit me.
Okay, so that will miss. There's one hit. So you're also resistant. So you're resistant to all of it.
Yeah.
So I'll just give you one number. You take 5, 10, 15, 21. You take 10 points of damage. The second Efreeti. What's the range on that? Oh, 120 feet? Okay. You see the second Efreeti, the one you guiding bolted and took away his enlarge. He just sort of rears back like a Kamehameha and launches a cannonball of fire at you.
Okay.
And it sails right past your head.
Just like my molten of stars.
That's the point where they insert their thumbs in their ass. Orchestrion, you're up.
I saw that. It happens. And then I cast Clouded Daggers on the former giant at 5th level. Ooh.
God, oh,
how many
fucking
how many daggers is that?
You feel the air with
all of them.
Yeah.
7?
So they're just like around his neck, like a merry-go-round. And it's just there.
Yeah. And anytime I think on his turn, you roll 7d4s. I don't know if the spell lets you upcast it. It's if it doesn't, it's stupid.
No, it does.
I'm going to roll that. That's fine, even if it doesn't. So that's your action.
That would be my action. I guess I could have movement.
I would move.
I would get a little bit closer to the front of the ship where Ashley's at. But I'm still at the bottom. I'm still chilling.
Let's throw another magical effect on that one as it's baned. Oh, I forgot about bane. The one hit on you, it was like 20-something. Yeah, it still hits.
Yeah.
It still hits, but I gotta remember that. They're baned. Okay. That's your turn, sir?
Yeah.
Right, Zarkon.
All right, I'm going to move 30 feet.
You do that. You move that 30 feet.
Who's up next to you?
The elemental and then you.
I'm 15 feet high. So we're going to do... Let's see what level this is at. We're going to do a 5th level moonbeam on this guy. So.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 5th level moonbeam?
Yep.
Real.
That's on his turn, right? Is when we deal with that?
Yeah, it's whenever... Well, yeah, it's however you want to play it. It's like whenever they enter the area for the first time or start their turn there.
We'll do it on the turn.
Okay.
Is that your turn?
That's my turn.
Okay, Elemental is up.
All the concentration.
Going to attack actually twice with Bane. 14, so a dirty 20.
Yep.
22.
Yep.
So again, it'll be halved. 9 points of fire damage. 8 points of fire damage. So 2 DC 10 concentration saving throws.
I don't even need to math. Those both fail.
Okay.
One of those was natural one.
Melody.
Okay. I'm going to make sure I angle correctly, and I want to get... I want to use my action to... Okay, so it's the bonus action is to use the stars.
Yeah.
But I want to use my action and my bonus action to use 2 different stars.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
You're okay with that?
Yeah, yeah.
I also... My little manipulate the time thing. I'll take off one of those points. Thank you, benevolent? I don't know how to say the word.
Okay. You're fair and benevolent DM.
I didn't say all of that, though.
Yes, you did.
Retcon it.
Alright, that's a 28 to hit, you motherfucker.
Sure.
Sure. Okay.
Which one?
That one first. Okay. Well, 22 to hit that one.
I'm sorry, 29 to hit that one.
Ooh.
They both hit.
Okay, so damage on him.
Alright.
33.
Okay.
Level 15 party.
30.
Damn.
I am so happy now.
Well, that's a thing that happened.
And I rolled a couple, like, poopy caca dice there.
It's like 7 chain lightnings going around your head.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, that's your turn, Melody?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, as she is now drone striking the fucking
Jesus Christ. Christ.
So I've used 3 of my 7 at this point.
Ashley, you're up.
Okay. Yeah. Bonus action, Hunter's Mark this jerk face
sure
again.
Sure you will.
And I look back at the elemental. I'm getting to you! And 2 attacks on the djinn.
Okay. As you're mathing, yes, Melody?
I want to be within 25 feet of Zarkon.
Okay.
22 to hit.
Yep.
For the first one. And the second one is a natural 20. Okay, so. First hit.
No, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
I think I'm gonna go. Right, oh, it's coming.
You probably could. We're gonna be here a minute.
Yeah. Everyone, take a 15. A tight 15.
If anyone's gotta take a dumper, get a coffee, now might be a good time. Because we're gonna be here till I find a drummer who can fucking play in time.
Alright.
So I apologize to the musicians.
You have to Amazon 20? Prime some dice. You need more dice.
21 for the.
For the non-natural 20.
And then for the natural 20, I'm going to... I did not add the dreadful strikes on that first one. I'm adding it to the second one. Because if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this fucking right.
Good.
All right, so... I'm going to kill the fuck out of this guy. Because I'm going to add 2 charges from the cloak. Does that count for the crit? As well, if I put the charges into it? Or does that not?
Where'd you get the charges from the cloak? You haven't taken any spell damage.
Does it come with charges on it? And I've long rested since, but I haven't been rolling for it.
I have to look it up.
I think it says in the directions, like, as you take spell damage, you can charge the cloak.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think it starts with charges. It's as you take spell damage, you charge it up.
And it restores, like, 1d4 plus 3 charges every morning?
Charges that you've used.
Oh, okay. So, alright. Well, I won't use that then.
That's all good. It's all good. Yep. I don't think you'll need it. You it's a natural 20. You're doubling everything anyway.
Yep. And I'm just going to use a level 1 Divine Smite. So, add all this up. 16, 24, 30... 34, and then I roll. It's 10.
Yeah, let's everyone like get a quick little workout. 15. Walk around the block. Make a cake.
Do a little yoga.
22 plus 9.
31. 31. Plus
34.
65.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, looks like I'm moving Moonbeam.
Yep. That is a very, very dead Efreeti.
How much was it total?
65.
Oy, oy, oy.
I never worked for so little.
Yeah.
Except and once. It was a very noble cause.
And oh, man. I'll turn around to the fire elemental and say, okay, now it's your turn. And that's the end of my turn.
The second Efreeti is looking over his shoulder like, the fuck? Who airdropped Rambo on us?
Oh, man.
That second Efreeti.
His turn?
Yeah. Come on, Efreeti, you better start shitting me perfect 400s.
Yeah, seriously.
The fuck, oh, 30.
Yeah, and the total would come up. 30!
He takes...
I think we're ready for an ancient dragon.
I mean, we just... Yeah. We warmed... Like, we fought dragons before these guys. I don't think they knew what was coming.
Yeah.
So now it's his turn. Now he gets to go. He takes the casual 30 damage, and now he gets to go. He's gonna hurl flame at you. Ogi, Orky, what is your name, Rutabaker? Orchestra.
Rutabaker. Ah! I love it.
Natural 20.
Oh, okay. Someone had to get something in.
Nope. 6. Oh, that's garbage. But I get to do that again. 33 points of fire damage.
Okay.
As it hurls flame at you. And I forgot Bane, but it was natural 20. It hits anyway. Concentration check. DC 16. Constitution saving throw.
8.
Bane drops. Alright, that was his turn. You're up, Orchestrion.
Okay. I'm assuming since this person is now done, the ship's not moving anymore.
Correct. The ship has stopped.
I'm gonna go closer to this over here, and it would just be something Orchestrion would try to do. Is Mage Hand to get to where that globe was that he was using to steer.
Okay.
And then try to, like, see if it could, like, heart asunder the whole ship.
I was reminded recently that there are innocent people aboard this boat.
But I'm not doing a fireball. They're going to get some...
An Arcana check.
I'm going to make an Arcana check because my good DM just told me to.
12? You think maybe if you got up close you could figure it out, but from the Mage Hand you can't really figure out how this thing works because you can't really see it.
Okay.
Yeah, you think perhaps if you got up close and maybe had Malady give you a hand, you could figure this out.
But right now I'm just...
Right now
I'm
just
in the,
like,
dark.
What the fuck is going on?
I'm just roping in the dark.
Yeah.
It's like prom night.
We had different prom nights.
Zarkon.
Alright, so I'm gonna bonus action move the moonbeam onto this guy.
Sure.
The other, what are they called?
The Efreeti.
The Efreeti. So that'll be my bonus action, and my action will be to do up a fourth level guiding bolt to the elemental. Okay. You're not gonna do that.
13.
No, I'm not gonna.
Should have taken the 13.
Should have taken the 13. 14.
Still hits.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hey.
See? Honesty is rewarded.
That's a face. Is that a Victoria face or a Malady face?
Yes.
36 radiant. And next attack has advantage.
Okay.
Next attack has advantage.
Has advantage.
Whose turn is it, bugger?
The elemental.
And now he's gonna make a deck save. No.
You put it on the Efreeti.
No, I didn't. I put it on.
Oh, you put it on the.
Oh, no, wait. I did put it on the Efreeti. My bad.
All good. Dirty 20. 25. 6. 12 points of fire damage. Actually, top of the order, Malady.
Full on goblin mode.
Oh no.
Goblin drone.
Yeah.
Gonna roll with advantage on this little butt.
Oh, for Crown of Stars.
Crown of Stars.
What's up, Ashley? I'm sorry.
I was rolling for concentration.
Oh, because you recasted Hunter's Mark.
Right.
Okay, two DC 10s.
Well, I rolled a natural one.
Oh, okay.
So it
drops again.
Yep. I mean, I'm gonna put it right back on, but
sure.
I need to.
As one does.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Melody.
Mark my spell slots.
28.
Absolutely.
So that is. Bless you. What absolute garbage! Does anybody else see what I rolled?
Yep.
A 2, a 3, a 1, and a 3.
So 9?
A hit?
Okay.
Alright, I'm gonna hit him again. 26?
Yep.
Please be better. 23.
That is better.
Oh!
That's your turn?
Yeah.
I think you got what, 2 or 3 stars left?
I have 2 left.
2 left, okay.
You get 7. I did 1, then I did 2. I just did 2. I get another 2.
Okay.
1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 1.
Beast breath.
The Efreetees go now. Moonbeam, Zarkon?
Yes. So, well, Moonbeam is a con save DC 19.
I think he's going to make that. That is a 24, so half damage.
Okay.
Can I give him... Never mind.
Okay.
So, I rolled 33, so half of that.
So, 16.
He can go now.
Okay. Pearl Flame...
You should be afraid of me.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 2. I'm gonna hurl flame at you, Orchestrion.
Already?
Yep. That's a 19 on the die.
Mm-hmm.
20 points of fire damage.
Oh, man.
And it is your turn, Orchestrion.
Ah! I would think I'd get better at this. I'm going to do 4th level. Dissonant Whispers. It's a 60-foot range. He's in range. And it's just on our former giant friend.
Okay.
That's a... It'd be a Wisdom 18.
Uh-huh. Nope. Fails.
25.
Uh-huh.
And he has to take his movement immediately to run away from you. So he just runs to the back of the boat, cowering.
See? That's the correct response.
Ashley thinks it's for him. I'm like, you know, I'm good with it. Meanwhile, and he said, it's, I'm never going to give you up. I'm never going to let you down.
Is that your turn, I guess, you're on?
I would probably attempt to start climbing this side.
Okay.
I don't know.
We'll say half your movement, and then your next turn you can complete the rest of your movement to get up?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll call that double movement. Zarkon.
Ready? I'm going to move kind of here.
I think I got skipped.
Did you get skipped?
I don't think so. Did you? Malady with the stars?
I would have gone after.
You would have gone after Malady. You're right. I'm sorry, Zarkon.
No worries.
Yeah, go ahead, Ashley.
Oh. Because I want to talk shit to the elemental.
I gotta stop checking them off ahead of time. I do that a lot. That's how I skip people.
Okay, so bonus action Hunter's Mark. I already marked it on my spell sheet. Okay. And I've already talked shit to the elemental, so I'm just gonna attack. That is a 10 plus crazy numbers, 14. 24.
Hits.
18.
18 damage on the Efreeti?
Elemental.
Oh, that's what I meant, yeah.
And second attack is a 19.
Hits.
I rolled a 5. That's a 19 to hit. 13.
13 damage?
Yep.
That's a dead elemental.
Ah, boo!
It's like a swing and a stab and... Didn't even feel like I was hitting anything.
That's your turn, sir.
That is my turn.
Zarkon.
Can use my action to move the moonbeam onto... I have 60 feet of movement from where it was.
Okay.
So it was here. So then that's gotta be... I think that's...
Yeah.
We can make that, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that's gonna be my action. And bonus action. I'm gonna do healing word. Oh no, you've been taking a lot of hits.
I have been taking kind of a lot of hits.
So, alright, so we're gonna do this at a higher level then. So it's gonna be 4d4 plus 5. Oh, okay. 4, take back 18 hit points.
Ooh!
Thank you.
You're the gift that keeps on giving.
Melody, you're up.
I'm up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Everybody's dead. All right. I'm rolling my hard die here. This physical die. Above a 3, right?
Yeah, 3 or better, you get him.
13.
Okay.
14. First hit. Be warned, I have to math after this. Okay.
22. Okay.
Ooh, cocked. Still fucking 1. You guys retire after today. 22.
22 again?
21.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah. Fuck off. Yeah.
You don't seem sure.
I wasn't sure before, but yeah.
Okay.
I thought I got 23 last time, and if I got 23, it would have been 22.
Okay.
Since you said it was 22, then it is 21, because it was 1 less than I got last time. You asked for the whole story.
That's your turn, Melody?
Yes.
Okay. Ashley, back to you. In your proper turn in initiative.
4, 5, 6. I can't quite get to him. Okay, well, bonus action, Hunter's Mark. And... yeah, the...
he's already there.
He's already there.
Got right. It. That's what you use for the moonbeam. And 2 crossbow bolts. That is 22 to hit.
Hit.
Balls. 11 damage.
Okay.
First one. That's a 17 to hit.
Hits. Just.
Oof. Damn. Same roll. Another 11 damage.
Okay, would you like to call your shot?
Woohoo!
So, I think that this guy is very intimidated by me, and he's running away from me, so I'm chasing after him, and 1 crossbow bolt through the calf to make him stumble. Ooh. Wait, oh, he's a djinn, I can't do that. Whatever, it's fun. So, yeah, we'll cripple him with 1 bolt, and then the 2nd bolt just goes right through the back of his head. Brains him.
I love it. I'm here for it.
I have a feeling something with these bolts is really making people go evil.
As double tap and back of the calf, back of the head. Afridi's gone. Fire elemental has vanished as it explodes on impact.
Oh, did I take damage for that?
Probably. What the fuck ever.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point in life, who cares?
Yeah.
And you now have this now pilotless slave ship with about a dozen humanoids on it who have been cowering this entire time.
I'm going to drop Moonbeam.
Okay.
Do I see that the ship is kind of like a manned and that it needs to be magical?
Yeah, you can see that from your vantage point, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to fly over and I'm going to land by a Orchestrion.
Okay.
I will actually do, it's a little weird, but maybe it'll make them feel better. Like, motivational speech for everyone that's a slave.
Okay.
You know, just they'll like get a pick me up.
Okay.
I'll cast it if you want. I mean, why not? But that way they're like, no, that we're not slavers.
Sure.
Yeah. They are rescued.
I'm gonna go over to the crystal.
Uh huh.
Right.
Yeah.
Arcana check.
Yes.
I want to try to stop it.
Oh, it stopped.
Oh, I thought the way that you said it was like unmanned. I thought it was like going.
Oh, no, no,
I thought it was like in neutral and just like keep
going. Yeah.
Hit the brake.
Make the Arcana check. We can do that. We can say it's sort of just drifting in neutral. That's fine.
29.
Oh, yeah. Easy peasy.
I want to be able to take it and I want to like land it.
Oh, sure. Left, up, down, left, right, AB. And the ship stops.
Talking about.
You still only have 3 lives. It's BA.
I'm sorry.
Get it right.
Melody walks over. Melody walks over to the crystal and it's. And the thing stops immediately.
I mean, hacking the system.
Big red button that says stop.
So if I did such a good job, can I like land it carefully?
Sure.
And then is there something that I can like open the hatch and let all the slaves out?
Well,
there's no real hatch. They're sort of just like tied together on the deck.
Oh, we could have been hitting them the whole time.
But you weren't. No one really did any major areas of effect.
Oh,
fireball would have been interesting.
Like, I thought they were like underneath.
Fireball or lightning bolt or something like that would have been very interesting. But you all happened to choose targeted attacks. No one did like a big...
I specifically, like, when you were like...
flame strike or anything like that.
So. Fireball! And everyone was like, fireball, fire! I was like, alright, fine.
Oh yeah, I was gonna let that shit happen. That would have been interesting.
Okay. So... how about the dragon? What's the dragon doing?
You look over and you see your... and the two halflings double timing it to the ship, and they each, all three, appear to be carrying pieces of dragon that were carved off.
Ooh. Oh, wow, they finished a long time ago.
Yeah.
Cutting up a dragon is not easy.
And it doesn't look like they did it for, like, armor. It looks like they cut pieces off for meat.
Oh, shit.
Is there anybody on the slave ship, a captive, that looks like... I'd be able to communicate best with, least afraid, more leadership qualities or something. Somebody that would have a certain, like a gravitas to them that I'd be like, they'd be able to answer my question.
Okay.
I'm going around cutting them free too.
Fair enough.
About how many of them are there?
We'll say 12. I said about a dozen. So we'll say 12.
Okay. So what I will do is this. I'm going to position myself because I'm still flying.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm still concentrating on it.
I'm going to position myself sort of in the middle, and I'll say, I will do my best to make you feel better. I'm going to cast Twilight Sanctuary, my channel divinity, right on top. So everybody who is there, since this includes you two, because it's any creature, whatever creature ends its turn in the sphere, I can grant it, so it doesn't. There's no limit. So it's going to be 1d6. Plus 15 temporary hit points. And I rolled a 1. So 16 temporary hit points. So hopefully they will feel better after getting some temporary hit points.
Okay, fair enough. Orchestrion. There is one figure, an elven man, who appears to, not necessarily that they're following him, but he appears to be the one who is sort of like making sure the others are okay. Like, no, just stay back, let them handle this kind of thing. And the others seem to kind of be deferring to him.
I would go to him and be like, where did they catch you?
Pulling up my Usoa outline so I remember the geography of my own world. I'm originally from Kabelbeck, which you know is sort of a fishing village a little ways north of Dragonthrone. That's where they got me. None of them... I met them first time on the ship.
What's your name?
Kareem.
Kareem. Do you know where they're taking you?
I assume there. And he points toward Dragon Throne.
Okay.
I actually, if I'm listening to this conversation, can I look out and see if I see if anyone is looking from the city at us?
Make a perception check.
Guys, this is terrible. I'm not good at perception. Oh, 11?
11? You don't see anyone looking at you. You're not right outside the gates. You're about a half mile outside of the city.
Yeah, but we made it pretty much out of this.
You didn't do anything explosive.
I shot a bright light.
Again, like a fireball would have been interesting, or anything that was like...
I purposely didn't do shatter.
Call lightning or something like that would have been... You guys... And it was over relatively quickly.
I mean, I did do moonbeam, but it depends on the terrain. That could be hidden if we're that far out.
How long you've all been here, captured?
What, Mallory?
We all look like zombies still.
We do?
Yeah.
I should have remembered that.
I can drop it.
I forgot that too.
Yeah.
I was just saying, like, we're all looking like a zombie.
You're the zombie. Anyway, hi.
Don't be worried.
What kind of zombie uses radiant damage?
Yes. Alternatives.
I was one of the first. I've been on the ship about a week, and they've been collecting as they go.
Well, it's lucky that we were able to find you. We're going to our own sanctuary.
Okay.
I think it might be best for all of you to come with us until we can have you all return to your proper homes.
How many again? I'm sorry, like
12.
12.
I'm fine with that. What do you guys say? And they're all, for lack of better options, they're all just willing to follow you.
So, are they, the other crew, back with us? And we're all like...
Yeah, they've made their way back to... They're like at the base of the ship.
So, I would suggest having them come up, and I'm like, hey, guys, we got a ship!
We have a ship!
I mean...
Yeah, fuck yeah.
We're coming, Darius.
Real good.
You can drive this, right, Melody?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Point of order. What? The female halfling speaks up. How do you plan on getting this past the dragons?
No, we'll just go hide it in the woods somewhere.
Okay. Cool.
Super negative, damn.
So
I've heard that before. I get that a lot.
So, want to search the ship a little bit? I'm assuming there's, like, loot and whatnot.
Yeah, you can search the ship. There's various gold, gems, jewels.
Cool. Ooh.
These are Afridi. They are slavers. That's what they do.
Assuming it's not it's not inventory of anybody who's stolen that's already on the ship, I'm taking what's mine.
Sure.
And then I guess we're going to have to try to figure out how to hide it in the woods.
Yeah, I'm going to try to... I'll take whatever checks you want, but I want to try to hide it in the woods somewhere, and then in most cover I can... And then I want to try to, like, take some brush and sticks and stuff and cover it up.
Okay.
Like, hiding a car in the woods. Is there a lake nearby? I'll put it in the lake or some shit. It's bones. It won't go bad.
No. It's not about that. It's what... I'm trying to figure out what would this be. A stealth? A performance? A survival? This might be a survival check. You're trying to hide resources in the wild. I think I'm going to go with survival on this one.
Okay. Well, sounds great. Anybody want to fucking help me?
Yep. I think we're all rolling.
Help. You help?
Mm-hmm. I'll put guidance on you.
Is this a...
Okay.
So,
roll with advantage plus guidance.
Okay, because I got a +0 on survival. And guidance. Oh, wait. Hold on. A guidance is a D4, yes?
Yes.
Sorry, I rolled the wrong thing. Okay, survival was a... Okay, so I got a 4. Thank you. I'm going to do... And you said with advantage thing. Never mind.
So 9 plus 4.
9 plus 4.
13.
Guys, over here, right? This is a good spot.
She's like trying to...
What y'all think?
It's like a teenager.
And I'm trying to like back up. Yeah, I'm trying to like back it up into the woods.
You're very happy.
Guys, this is good, right?
Yeah, looks good.
Yeah? You're not lying to me?
No. He's kind of like looking at it like not being able to see the forest for the trees.
Okay.
Like just
trying to be
a little
supportive.
Too close to it. No, like, I genuinely believe that we did an excellent job hiding this.
Okay, good. What do you think?
I think it's all right.
What do I think?
Anybody who wants to see how... Make a perception check.
Like, go out far away and then try to look and see if you can see the boat.
If you're honestly going to look at it.
12?
Looks great.
Oh, man. You're fucking great. We're done.
24.
Thank you!
Amateur hour.
Like, you could see that this would pass a cursory glance, anybody walking through, but a close inspection would reveal the hiding place of it.
Which I go back and I noodles to everyone.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to have to hide this better.
So...
All right. What can we do?
I touch the ship, guards and wards, and I just cover it up in, like, vines and whatnot.
Oh, fuck.
That'll help.
Malady finds that very sexy.
Oh, damn.
Malady is like, Mira, hey.
Mira. Coño.
Mira, qué bueno.
Malady's like,
oh. Malady's fanning herself.
Damn.
Everyone's cocky until you pull out guards and wards.
Well, if I don't mind interrupting this love fest, mind if we get these people inside to safety?
Yeah, let's do that.
There's no love fest. What are you talking about?
Too much.
Malady's not saying, wow, that's sexy. Malady's just kind of going, oh, and walking away.
Perception check.
yeah, he's, yeah, it's a really good spell. Can we get going?
Yeah, it's a really good spell. Look, it's all covered up now.
Well, so okay.
Yes, and they will continue to lead you into Dragon Throne.
Okay.